Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos class learning. I see that my mother-in-law is joining. She was waving before, so good evening, Ima. And today we have two sponsors. It's been a few weeks since we've had two sponsors. So my dear friend Alice Marks, who told me she might not even be able to make this year live, but would listen to the recording, who's been learning with me for many, many years and many, many venues. And when I asked her what it was for, she said, I don't know, just in honor of our weekly learning. So Baruch Hashem, I thank her very, very much for her sponsorship of tonight's year. And also a special sponsorship by Brian D. Kreisman. And she wrote, as the child of Holocaust survivors, I've always been proud of my heritage. And she wrote something that I thought was beautiful. The lives they lived taught us it's not enough to learn Pirkei Avos. We must live Pirkei Avos. I thought that was very profound because it's very true. It's very nice to learn, but if you don't live the teachings of, in English, Pirkei Avos is called the Ethics of Our Fathers. If you don't live by those teachings, then all the learning really does not come to fruition. Therefore, this year is dedicated to my father, Brian D. Rote, Tzvi Asher ben Yecheskel Shraga Halevi, Zichrona Levracha, and to my grandparents, Aryeh Meir ben Harav Moshe Kohen, Alav Hashalom, and Hadassah Bas Yitzchak, Alav Hashalom, Yitzchak Isaac. They taught me by example and in turn impacted my children as well. Brian D. Kreisman wrote, may the neshamas have aliyos in the schus of the Torah that we will share together this evening. I thank this evening's sponsors, past sponsors, and Be'ezrat Hashem future ones as well. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing right away, and you'll see the Mishnah that we are doing tonight. Here we go. Oh, I forgot to click screen share. That would be helpful. One second. Okay, can you see Parak Sheni Mishnah? No? Someone's saying no. Yes? Oh, okay, phew. Okay, so Hillel Omer, Hillel would say, we're only going to be talking about a small part of this Mishnah, and you will hear how it connects not only to the Parak of the Mishnayos, but also to the Parsha, and also to the time period of Elul. So Hillel Omer, we're right here, and Parak Beis Mishnah, Hillel Omer, Hillel says, a number of teachings in this Mishnah. Al tifrosh min hatzibur, do not separate from the assembly or the community. Val ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, do not believe in yourself until the day of death. Val ta'din es chavercha ad shetagilim komo, and you should never judge your friend until you arrive in his place. Val tomer davreshiri efshar lishmoa, shesofo lihishamea, and do not make a statement that cannot easily be understood on the ground that in the end it will be understood. The Al Tomar, and do not say the Kisha Epana Eshna Shema Lo Tifana. When I have time to learn, I will learn, lest you never have time. Okay, for purposes of our shir tonight, we are going to be talking about Va'al Ta'amin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of death. The most pasha level is that since a person does not know the day of death, so you could really never be fully confident and let down your guard against the Yetzer Hara, because nobody knows when the day of death will be. I think that it is worthy to mention that the neshama should have an aliyah and a zechira latovu. Ma'ach Hashem dima me'al kol panim v'cherbas amal yasher me'al kol ha'aretz, that the yeshiva bachar in Denver yeshiva, 19 years old, Shmuley Silverberg, Rachman Otzlan Hashem Yom Kamdama, was murdered in the Makom Torah, and Hashem Yirachim Alinu. The person really truly never knows the Amisa. So every person has to be striving until the every moment of life, because potentially that's the last moment of life. Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. So if you note, the first part of the Mishnah is al tifrosh min hatzibur, do not separate from the community. Va'al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. And there's a vav. So that vav is vav hachibur. So that means there's a connection between do not separate from the tzibur. Remember, we quoted, I heard Rabbi Zevlov say a while ago, tzibur stands for tzaddik, bein oni, and rasha. Well, it's an important teaching here, just a few weeks, 2.5 weeks away from Yom Hadin. What makes up the Tzibur is all Jews, Tzadik, Benoni, and Rasha, all together. And you should not separate from that. But the fact that there's a Vav, Ve'al Ta'amin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha, means that there's a connection between don't believe in yourself till the day of death with don't separate from the community. So what is the connection? So Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch, which you have here on the screen, says, it is not to the individual but to the entire community, Marasha Kihilas Yaakov, that God has entrusted his Torah as an inheritance. So not one person alone is the owner of Torah or the guarantor of Torah. It's not an individual that Torah has been entrusted, but rather to the entire community as a whole is the Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. And God entrusted his Torah as an inheritance for all generations to come. For this reason, says Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch, every individual is duty-bound to join forces with his community. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. We have an achrayus, a responsibility to join forces with the community. How? In thought, in word, in deed. So our thoughts must be with the tzibur, our words must be with the tzibur, our ma'isim must be with the tzibur. We must loyally share in the tasks of the community and in obligations of the community. One of my kids, the kids had ma'isir from camp, so one wanted to donate to causes in Israel, so I recommended Yad Eliezer, so we donated to Yad Eliezer, and the other one wasn't sure what they wanted to do, but local. So I said, what about Hatzalah? It serves everyone. And the child said, yes, that's good, let's give to Hatzalah. So we have to join in the tasks and the obligations of the community. So long as the community proves to be a faithful guardian and supporter of Torah. So we should live in a place where there is a makom Torah, a makom of Kiddush, and we have to cast our law with the community. Indeed, it is essential, continues Rav Hirsch, in the discharge of his own life's task that the individual be part of a larger community. So that means every single one of us has a tafkid as an individual. You were put here with a specific tafkid that nobody else could do besides for you. However, to fulfill your tafkid, you must be part of the tzibur. Whatever your tafkid is, you also have an achrayus, a responsibility and a tafkid with the tzibur. For whatever he may be able to do on his own is inadequate and short-lived. Whatever your accomplishments by yourself, it's a fraction of what you can really accomplish when you are part of the community. It is only in conjunction with the achievements of others that his actions can have importance. So I'll just use the example of Hatzalah. One of my kids said they're going to, I didn't have a chance to do it yet, but we're going to donate the Meiser to Tzedakah to Hatzalah. So Hatzalah is a great idea if only one person has it, and it's unbelievably life-changing, and it's pikuach nefesh, and it's docha hakol, and they hold up the world with their running to save a life, kol matzil nefesh achas b'Yisrael, kilu hitzu olamali. But imagine if one person only had the idea, and members of the tzibur didn't join together to make that idea a reality. So this is a very good illustration of what Rav Sham Sharon Fal Hirsch is saying. You could have a great idea as an individual, but as an individual, you're limited. It only works if other people join together with you and bring that idea to fruition as part of the community. That's exactly what he just said here. For whatever you may be able to do it on your own, it is inadequate and short-lived. It is only in conjunction with the achievements of others that your actions will have importance. So it sounds an unbelievable idea, but if it remains with one person in their head, they can't bring it to fruition. It's only in conjunction with the achievements of others that now it has importance. Moreover, his good principles and convictions will gain considerable strength and support from the fact that he holds them with the whole of a genuinely Jewish community. So there will be strength in numbers, there will be kedusha in numbers, there will be action in numbers. Our power in numbers is much greater than the power of one person. What does this have to do? That was all Rav Hirsch's comment on Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. What does this all have to do with Va'al Ta'amin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Moshcha? Hillel's next teaching, which is do not believe in yourself until the day of death. So Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch says right here, these parentheses, let no one, Hillel hastens to add, be so presumptuous as to believe he is morally perfect, al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha, and therefore think he will never need the support of the community to guard him against weakness and error. So it has a lot to do. Al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yamoscha, do not think that on your own you are so strong and powerful that you don't need the support of the community to help you in your life mission. Everyone is frail. Everyone, like Rav Hirsch says, has weakness. Everyone is prone to error. It's by being part of the community that you are pulled up to a higher place. For a man, says Rav Hirsch, is not immune to error. We're human beings. We're not malachim. And moral frailty, as long as he breathes on earth. So according to Rav Hirsch, it's very beautiful. What is Hillel teaching you? Why does Va'al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yamoscha come after Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur? Because if you're Porish Min HaTzibur, you will not be able to be successful in your life task. And then it'll be a problem. The HR will overcome you. But if you want to know how you could believe in yourself and accomplish a lot more, then you have to stay with the tzibur, and the power of the community will keep you on track and allow you to bring all of your ideas and your goals from idea to actualization. From, what was it called? We used to learn in science, from potential to actual. I don't remember exactly what it was called in science. So that's Va'al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. I now want to quote from Visions of Our Fathers, Rabbi Doctor. I forgot to make sure that everyone is on mute. Not everyone is on mute. I'm so sorry. I always do that before we start shiur. I hope there wasn't a lot of background noise. I didn't know. Yikes. I apologize. I always do that right away. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I now want to quote from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky and his pshat on Va'al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. This is from Visions of the Fathers. So he, as is his way, having worked for so many decades with people recovering from addiction, puts this in the light of an addict and his struggles. Some people are addicted to substances. Some people are addicted to alcohol. Some people are addicted to sin. So what happens if you become too overly confident in the fact that you've been sober for X amount of days? You run the risk of not being sober anymore, whether it's alcohol or drugs or a virus. So Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky Zatzal says, again, recourse to the recovering alcoholic demonstrates very clearly the importance of Hillel's teachings. A lengthy abstinence from alcohol may give a person a false sense of security that he has totally overcome his problem, and he may lower his guard. And when he uses the word alcohol, try to keep in mind, substitute sin. So I'm going to say the sentence again using the word chait. A lengthy abstinence from a certain chait may give the person a false sense of security that he has totally overcome this problem, and he may lower his guard. This is exactly when relapse is likely to occur. The recovering person must see alcohol as the enemy, or we could say the recovering person must see that chait as the enemy, lurking to destroy him. Each and every day the Yetzirah miskaber lav attempts to overtake you, to totally destroy you. And without Siyata Dishmai, we would never be able to be successful. And the Yetzir Hara, or alcohol, searches for a vulnerable spot at which to attack. This is Rabbi Dr. Tursi's comments on this part of the Mishnah. We can see the truth of Rabbeinu Bechaya in bold action from Chovos Halavavos, Duties of the Heart. You may be asleep, Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, but the Yetzer Hara is never asleep. Oive. It constantly seeks to ensnare you. Maybe you personally know your Yetzer Hara as well as I know mine. And maybe you know from knowing your Yetzer Hara well that this is very true. You may be asleep, but the Yetzer Hara is never asleep. It constantly seeks to ensnare you. Simply resolving, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, never to sin again is ineffective. It is as ineffective as simply resolving never to drink again. You need a support system. Alcohol Anonymous. Professionals. Sobriety program. Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. Ve'al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yomoscha. The Tzibur helps you be where you want to be. The alcoholic must continue to reinforce his defenses as long as he lives. And that applies equally to anyone who wishes to avoid sin. When can you let down your guard? Never. One man with 30 years of sobriety referred to himself as recovering, but he never said he recovered. I cannot consider myself cured of this disease, he said, but only that I am keeping it at bay. If I die without having relapsed, I will then have recovered. Indeed, when he died at the age of 83, after 42 years of being sober, the announcement of his death was appropriately worded, John has recovered. We must forever be on the alert and on guard against the sly maneuvers of the Yetzer Hara. We must utilize the methods of Pirkei Avos and our sages to protect ourselves. So the Yetzer Hara is in a constant battle. And if one rests on his laurels and thinks that his battle is done, he is ma'amin ba'atzmecho, ma'amin ba'atzmo, there's going to be a problem, because as soon as we let down our guard, that's when the Yetzer Hara moves in. On the flip side, of course, you should have a emuna in yourself that you can overcome the Yetzer Hara, that you're strong enough. Chazak v'amatz. But if you become too complacent, that's exactly when he steps in. Keeping all that in mind, I'm now moving to the Parshas HaShavua. Keeping that in mind, putting it aside, let's go to Parshas HaShavua. I just have to find, I prepared it where it is, right? Oh, that's not where it is. Here it is. Okay, could you see Devarim Perachaf Hei? Yes? Okay. I'm just moving you up here so you could see the Chumash with Rashi. That's not what I wanted to do. Okay. This is the very last three psukim of Parshas Ki Tse, which is this week's parsha. So these psukim are going to be very familiar to all of you. Zachar Sashar Salach Amalek, Baderech Betzeichem in Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Egypt. Rashi points out on this side of the screen, the immediate, you could see it here, right here, if you want to read the psukim for yourself. The psukim immediately preceding Zechiras Amalek, which by the way is one of the Sheish Zechiros, talk about being honest in business. You should have honest weights and honest stones. So what's the connection between having honest weights and stones and being honest when you run the grocery store, when you sell something to someone else, and Amalek? So Rashi says, Zechar Sashar Salach Amalek, because we know that there's always a connection between topics. Im Shikarta B'midos U'V'mishkalos Havei Doeg Migurei Ha'oyev Mi If you lied with your scales and your measures, and therefore you cheated your customers, you have to be worried about an attack of the enemy. So, Zachar Sashar Salach Amalek, Baderech Betzeis Chamim Mitzrayim, positive biblical commandment, according to the Ramban, is Mamish a mitzvah ase de raisa. The Ramban uses the word Mamish. Go look up. Mitzvah ase de raisa, Mamish, to remember Amalek. Oh no, that's by Miriam. Just joking. That's also in this expression. Asher karcha baderech, vayizani b'chal kol anecha shalim echarecha, v'ata ayyefe agay, v'lo yarei elokim. Amalek chanced upon you on the way. They struck all the weak ones at the rear. You were tired and weary. And he did not fear God. So the question is, who didn't fear God? So the Mefarshim differed. Did Amalek not fear God? Did the Bnei Yisrael not fear God? Rashi holds Amalek didn't fear God. So remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Egypt, that they chanced upon you on the way, and they killed all the weak ones at the rear, and you were weary and tired, and he did not fear God. Let's look at Rashi. What is this strange thing? Asher karcha baderech. They chanced upon you on the way. Why doesn't it say they hit you upon the way? They attacked you upon the way. They entered into battle with you. What's karcha? By the way, just to, if anyone isn't sure, the attack of Amalek did not occur in Devarim Perek Chaf Hei. It occurred in Beshalach, Perek Yud Zayin of Shemos, a long time ago, 40 years before. Moshe is recounting what happened, and he's telling the people that you have a mitzvah to always remember what happened in the battle with Amalek, but it actually happened 40 years prior to this event. Asher karcha baderech, so let's look at Rashi. First of all, Rashi says, Lashon Mikra, it's chance. Amalek introduces into the world, everything happens by chance. Nothing here is divine coordination, everything is by chance. Very famous part that Amalek equals Safik in Gematria, because what Amalek does is they enter doubt into your mind. Is there really Hashem? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im ayin? Is God really here or isn't he here? The danger of Amalek in seeing everything by chance is that we come to Safik, we doubt whether there is a God in the world. Lashon mikre, just chance. Davar achar, says Rashi, Lashon keri v'tuma, shahayim mitaman b'mishkav zechur. It's from the emission, an emission that a man has, an impure emission is called keri. Karcha is from Lashon Keri Vituma, the emission of a man in impurity. Rashi says they made Israel impure through homosexual relations. Davar Acher, another matter, Lashon Kor Vachom, from the term cold and hot. What does that mean? So Kor, so Rashi explains three different things. Karcha, Lashon Mikre, chance. We spoke about Amalek in Gematria being Safek. From Keri Vituma, they made us impure through homosexual relations, the emission of a man. And finally, from the word cold. What does it have to do with anything? The word cold and hot. Tzinenecha v'hifshircha me'risichascha. They cooled us off from our boiling heat. What does that mean? Remember, I told you this attack happened 40 years earlier when we just left Egypt. Shahayu kol umos yireim lehilachem b'chem. All the nations were afraid to fight and to touch the Bnei Yisrael, uvaza v'hitcha, and this one came, meaning Amalek, and he started up with us, the her amakom lachim, he showed everyone, you know, Bnei Yisrael aren't so hot, they're not so scary, you could really attack them after all, there's room here to attack them. Mashal la'ambati rotachas, it's a mashal, a famous parable, to a boiling hot bathtub, she'en kol b'riya yicholo le'reid b'tocha, that no one could go into this boiling hot bathtub, it's so hot. Ba ben b'li'al achad, one scoundrel, one, you know, chaverman comes, Kafats, he jumps, he doesn't care if he around the toch, he goes into the boiling hot bath. Aval pisha nichva, hey keira osa b'fnechem. Even though this scoundrel was burned, he cooled it off before others. So this is what Amalek did. They showed everyone, you know, the Bnei Yisrael is not so hot. They were the first nation to attack us when we left Israel. And they showed, you know, the B'nai Israel aren't so boiling. You could attack them. Don't worry. Even though you might be scalded, there's room for attack. And this Rashi really came to life for me more than ever any other time in my whole life. 2 years ago when we were zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael in the early summer of 2019, a long time ago, we went to visit the Dead Sea. And we were there in the first week of July. And it was boiling. I think the temperature showed it was 40 degrees Celsius when we were there that day. And the Dead Sea water was boiling hot. Boiling hot. I couldn't even go in. And there were people who were in the water. And they told us, if you get past the shore, it's not boiling hot. It's just hot, but it's not boiling hot. You just have to get past the shore. And this Rashi came to life more than, Rashi here is calling Medrash Tanhuma, more than anything else. Because I thought to myself, who's the first person who went into the Dead Sea when it was 40 degrees at the lowest point of earth? They must have got burned. How did they know that they'll cool it off for everyone else? Then there'll be an oral masorah. If you get past the shore, it's not so odd. They told their friend, who told their friend, who told their friend, all the way down to us. Who's the first person who was willing to go in and burn their feet at the entrance of the shore? But then when you went in, you cooled it off for everybody else. So that happened to me. True story. I did not go in. The kids, when we were on the mixed beach side, my daughter went in. The men and the boys went in on that side. Balamais, it was too hot for me. But it was too hot for Amalek also. But Amalek said, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to show everybody that B'nai Yisrael isn't so hot. So that's Karcha, Lashon Mikra, Lashon Keri, and Lashon Kor. And why does it say Vayizani B'chol Kol Anecha Shalim Echarecha? Targum Unkus, if you look, I'm not going to put the screen to Targum Unkus, but if you look at Targum Unkus, they murdered, they killed all the weak ones at the rear. That's Amalek's way. They kill the weak ones amongst us. So why Vayizani? The term should be familiar to you because we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah. We daven Sheni El Rosh Velo the Zanav. We should be for the head and not for the tail. So why does the Torah use this strange word? And they, and he, Vav is and Yud is a Zanav, this tail. Becha, they did something to the tail of you, all the weak ones at your rear. So Rashi says, Makat Zanav, a blow to the tail. Chosech Milos Vizore Klape Malav. We didn't have the Nazis in Machshma Vizurcham. This share tonight by Brian de Kreisman is dedicated to parents who were Holocaust survivors. If we didn't have the Nazis, we would believe that this Rashi was impossible. But because we have seen the cruelty and depravity of Amalek in our day, we know it's not impossible. Makat Zanav is a blow to the tail. Chosech Milos, Amalek would cut off the male organ, the place of bris milah, and throw it up to Shemayim. And if we didn't have knowledge of this, you would think that that Rashi is science fiction. Unfortunately, we know it to be true. Let's call it Necha Shalim Echarecha. They attack the weak ones at your rear. So Rashi says, Chasrei Koch Mechames Chetam. It was those Jews who were weak because of their sin. They were lacking strength because of sin. So the Anani Akava threw them out. Va'ata Ayefi Yagea. You were tired and thirsty. You were tired and weary. Rashi says, thirsty, referring back to Shemos Perek Yitzayim. Okay, below Yare Elokim, so Rashi says, Amalek did not fear God, and therefore they weren't afraid to do bad for you. So let's look at the two psukim we've done again. Devar and Perachav, hey, Pasuk Yitzayin, Zachar is Asher Salecha Amalek, Baderach Betzeis Chamei Mitzrayim. We have a positive mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. Asher Karcha Baderach, they chanced upon us on the way. We did all the Rashis, Vayuzanev Becha Kolanecha Shalim Echarecha. They attacked and killed the weak ones at the rear, and you were tired and weary, and they did not fear God, and it will be. So it's not only mitzvah of Zachar, it will also be Vahaya, Baniach Hashem Elokech Elokecha Mikol Evecha Misaviv. It will be when Hashem your God gives you rest from all your enemies all around. Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Elokech Nosei Necha Nachal Adirishta, in the land that the Lord your God gives you as a portion for to take possession of it. Timcha et Zechar Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim Lo Tishkach. There's the Atzei of Zachar, and there's the Lo Tasei of Lo Tishkach. You shall remember, erase the remembrance of the Amalek from under the heavens, thou shalt not forget. So we have a positive mitzvah to remember Amalek. So Rabbi Dov Lipman, this was in a Nefesh B'Nefesh magazine quite a number of years ago. Funny, last week I told a different story about Rabbi Dov Lipman in a different year. But Rabbi Dov Lipman said that he had his aha moment when he realized that, I'm going to stop screen sharing. Actually, I could stop screen sharing. He had his aha moment when he realized that he making Aliyah was the right choice when he was in a taxi after a few months of making Aliyah. And the taxi driver, the Nahag, said to him, how are you today? So Rabbi Dov Lipman said, Ani Ayef, I'm tired. So the taxi driver, who he said was not visibly dati at all, tattoos, no kippah, earrings, the taxi driver said, you shouldn't say Ani Ayef. You should say, I need a nap. Why? Because the taxi driver said only two times in the Torah it uses the word ayef, and both times are in conjunction with amalik. So you really shouldn't say ani ayef. Better you should talk with Lashon Nekiah and say I need a nap. What are the two times it says ayef in the Torah? They're both associated with amalik. One we just saw on the screen, va'ata ayef v'yageya. There's the word ayef. When you're tired, when your defenses are down, when you're weak, when you're thirsty, when you're not on guard, that's when the amalik steps in. When's the only other time it says ayef? Parshas Toldos, parachav hey, right at the end of parachav hey, actually, vayavo esav min hasada v'hu ayef. Ayomer haliteini na min ha'adom ha'adom azeki ayef anochi alkein karashamo Adam. Esav comes home from a long day of hunting. Yaakov is cooking some lentil stew, adashim, and Esav says, pour some of that red stuff into me because I'm tired. Esav was the biological grandfather of Amalek. Esav, Eliphaz, Amalek. Only two times in the Torah, therefore, that it says ayef have to do with Esav and his grandson Amalek. So the taxi driver said, you really shouldn't say ni ayef. You should say, I need to take a nap, or I need to lay down, or I need to rest, because ayefut is associated with the negativity, the rishus, the weakness of Amalek. Rabbi Dovleman said, here I was in the cab. This was in a Nefesh B'Nefesh pamphlet. They're obviously, you know, trying to encourage people to make Aliyah. Here I was in the cab getting a Tzvar Torah from my cab driver about Lashon HaTorah and how he should speak, who is clearly visibly not dati in practice. Okay, Mika Amchaisan, it's one of those only in Israel moments, but it happens to be already years ago. It happens to be a beautiful var that Ayefa comes along with this sensation of giving into Amalek, slash the Yetzer Hara, slash the forces of evil who want to destroy us. Don't be so overconfident. If you become too tired and you just say, I can't fight the Yetzer Hara anymore, and you just think you reached the peak and there's nothing left to do in your life and I accomplished all I want to accomplish, that's when you let your guard down. That's when Amalek moves in. However, I'm going to make the connection between the Mishnah and the Parsha very strong now. I'm going to a beautiful piece. I'm going to screen share again. Here we go. 1 second. Okay. Could you see Tachlis Mitzvah Zechiras Amalek? Yeah? Okay, this is Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's the Sefer Kol Ram, okay? Kol Ram. Parshas Ki Teiseh Siman Yud. I'm going to put you on the side. Beautiful, beautiful piece. That's not where I want to put you. Okay, beautiful piece. I've never taught this before. I actually never saw it before, this Parsha. And it's so perfect for beautifully relates to the Mishnah and the Parsha, and of course Chodesh Elul, when we're trying to be on guard and win over the Yetzer Hara, so we could amass as many zchuyot and mitzvot as possible as we quickly approach the Yom Hadin. So Rav Moshe Feinstein begins by quoting the mitzvah of Zachar Sashar Salacha Malik Bederach B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. You should remember, says the God of Hadar, Zechir Tzadiv Kodesh Levracha, what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Egypt. Excuse me. Lecha'ora, it's a pella, litmoa. Lechora tama, masha anu mechayvin gam bizman hazeh b'mitzvah z'chiras Amalek. I don't understand, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Not really, Michal Horitz is just translating that. That's not what he said. Yutaka, I have to have a wonder. I don't understand. I keep saying that, Rav Moshe. I shouldn't say it about Rav Moshe. You have to wonder, why are we obligated during this time, meaning bizman hazeh, in the midst of z'chiras Amalek? But we know that the Torah is eternal. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only speaking to the Jews about to enter Eretz Yisrael and he was going to die in Eivor LeYarden. He's talking to us also. But the thing is that Mechias Amalek is a mitzvah ase de oraisa of Mechames Mitzvah. We have an obligation to wipe out the 7 Canaanite nations in order to clean out the land and take possession of the land. And we also have a mitzvah to kill out Amalek. Okay. But today, why do I have to remember Amalek? Af al pisha asur lanu l'kayim mitzvah, mitzvahs mechia. It is usher for us, usher. It is usher for us to uphold the mitzvah of erasing Amalek. Timcha et zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim lo tishkach. Great, but when does it say that? V'haya b'haniach Hashem lokecha lecha mikolei becha mitzaviv ba'aretz asher Hashem lokecha no se necha nachal adirishta. Then timcha et zecher Amalek. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they can't wipe out Amalek. Do they have rest from their enemies all around today in Eretz Yisrael? It's a rhetorical question. Aval pisha asur lanu lekai mitzvas mechia. Kishanachnu begalus. We're in galus. In Eretz Yisrael, they're also in galus. We're in galus in Chutzot, they're in galus in Eretz Yisrael. Better to be in galus in Eretz Yisrael, but it's galus. You can't even fulfill the mitzvah. So Zechiras Miriam, which I mentioned according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa mamish. Not all count the 613 mitzvos. He says the Baal Halachos Gedolos, I think he says. No, he quoted, I forget who, I'm sorry. Who did not quote Zechiras Miriam as a mitzvah aseh. The Ramban does not agree. Ramban says Zechiras Miriam is a mitzvah aseh mamish, to remember not to talk Lashon Hara. Okay, so that is practical application. Remember what happened to Miriam. It's Devarim 24:9 in this week's Parsha. She spoke Lashon Hara in Parshas Baloscha, Perek Yud Beis of Bamidbar. Remember what happened to her. So you shouldn't get Saras. You shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. You shouldn't be punished like she was. So there's a to'alas to remembering Miriam. The to'alas is remember Miriam so you don't do what she did. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says, why do I have to remember Zechiras Amalek? I don't have enough things to think about in my brain. You don't have enough things to think about in your brain. We're so busy. We have lists. We have to do. We have Divrei Torah. We have things to take care of for the children. We have to get ready for Yontif. We have to shop. We have the laundry. We have to organize. You never said, oh, I forgot the laundry in the dryer because you're doing so many things. I have room in here for Zechiras Amalek. I can't do anything to Amalek. We're in Galus. There's no Mashiach. There's Galus in there. It's all Galus. I can't get rid of Amalek anyway. Says Rav Moshe, Af im haya yodu alanu mihem hu mizera Amalek. Even if we knew today biblically who is mizera Amalek, that we have a mechamas mitzvah to wipe out, we couldn't do it today because we're in galus. Umaha tachlis shal mitzvah zechira im eno yachal lekayem mechia. What's the point? What's the purpose of remembering Amalek if you can't fulfill wiping them out? So I understand Zechiras Miriam. It's very relevant today. Remember Miriam, so you don't talk Lashon Hara, so it makes sense. Zachar Selma Shabbos and Kadosh. Remember Shabbos, so you sanctify the Sabbath. The Sabbath. So what's the point of remembering a Amalek? I can't do anything about it. Even if I knew who exactly they were halachically, I still can't do anything about it. None of us could go make an army and take a gun and go start wiping out a whole nation. Chalila v'chas. We can't do that. Asur. We're near a lomer, so what's the point of this mitzvah? It appears to be that the purpose of this mitzvah today, not Bizman HaMashiach, when we will have a mitzvah, different expression. The purpose of this mitzvah, not in days of Shaul, today, the purpose of this mitzvah is not, Eino Bishvil Shenavolim Chus Osam. It's not so we will come to erase Zara Amalek. Allah. The purpose of this mitzvah, why is Moshe command this mitzvah for Doros? That means that this is Hutzuchul Doros, but I'm in Galos, so what am I supposed to do? Moshe saw Ad HaYam HaAcharon, and it says Ad HaYam HaAcharon, so Rashi says, don't read it Yam HaAcharon, read Yom HaAcharon. Moshe saw us today, he saw to the end of days. So he knew that we weren't going to be in Rachman Anslan Eretz Yisrael with Bais Rishon and Sheni for very long. He knew Galos was going to be very long. So why is this an eternal mitzvah? Ela hatachis b'zehi v'zkar she'efshar lebasar v'dam li'os rasha kol kach v'lekfar b'hashem isbarach afilu b'eisha hu roa hanhagas nisim giluyim b'chush. Moshe wants to teach us a big lesson. Moshe wants to teach us a big lesson. The Torah wants to teach us a big lesson. The purpose of remembering the rishus of Amalek is to remember that it is possible for a frail human being of flesh and blood to become such a rasha, such a wicked person, rasha kol kach, v'lekfar b'Hashem Yisbarach, and to deny the existence of God. You could become a kofar. That's what, when you remember Amalek, that's what you remember, how low spiritually a person could fall. Afilu be'eshu hu roa an hagas nisim galui b'chush. Amalek saw open nisim, v'yishma Yisrael, mashmu asha mashaba. The whole world heard what Yisrael heard. The whole world heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and the Man and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everyone knew. Amalek also knew. Amalek saw Nisim Giluyim, revealed miracles. When by the time of Matan Torah, the Medrash says the whole world was silent. An ox didn't low, the birds didn't fly, the angels didn't flap their wings. Nobody moved. No one said a sound. Everyone heard. And the whole world, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Look how possible it is to become such a rasha, to be filled with such rishus that you can mamish be a kofar be'ikar, even when you see open miracles. Kamosha Haya Eitzel Malik Bamidbar, like Amalek, this tribe who lived in the desert, who denied the existence of God despite seeing God with their own eyes. The Nisim were right before them. Everybody knew about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everybody knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody knew about all the Makos. Everybody knew about man from Shemayim and water from a rock, and he still denied the existence of God. Shadimu also Chazal compared them Lamisha Kofetz Lambat Yarotachas. We already saw that in Rashi. Chazal went so far as to compare Amalek to someone who jumps into a scalding bath. So what's the Masraska for us? Umizah Yisora Ha'adam Lechush Al Atzmo Velehizahir Gam Eros Chamuros Umivunos Lekah. And from here, a person will become aroused, a person will wake up, a person will be very careful to think to himself and to be very careful from very averos chamuros, heavy, weighty averos, umuvunos sakal, understood to all. For example, what's Rav Moshe saying? I bet no one in this Zoom call, of all the participants here, Kenainar, Ken Yerbu, Thursday night, look how many women take our time to learn Torah. It's Mikam Chesha, Mamish, it's so inspiring. It's unbelievable. No one on this Zoom call thinks they're going to eat a McDonald's. I bet you we all think, Michal Arts and Kuda, I don't even have a Yitzhar Hara for that. I will never eat a McDonald's. I have no taiva for that. Not so fast, says Rav Moshe. Of course I'm always going to fast on Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about if you're sick and Pikuach Nefesh and the doctor and the rabbi say, you have to eat. I don't mean that. I'm never going to do it. Oh, Lashon Hara, maybe. Not being so tzanua, maybe. Skipping a tefillah, maybe. But eating a McDonald's, me? Being Michal or Shabbos before Hesia, bemazed me? I'm never going to do that. You should never say that, says Rav Moshe. He doesn't say you have to be careful with the little mitzvos, even though no mitzvos are really little and big, I know, but he says, Lihizahir, game, veres, chamuros, umavuno, sakal. You have to be very careful from the very heavy, strong, chamur, serious averos that are known to all. Ki kamosha ro, asha amalek nis kal kal kolkach. You see that Amalek became so debased and so cursed. Yesh lachush lechol adam she'efshar lo lehis kalkal. You have to think to yourself, you know what? Zachor. That could be me. V'lo yamin ba'atzmo. Don't be overly confident in yourself. Lo rak al sheyachol avar al minhag tov. Don't think, oh, big deal, it's just a minhag. That I'm not so worried about. If I'm over on a certain minhag, that's fine, but that's not a mitzvah. I'm not going to be over any of the mitzvahs. Maybe I won't eat apple and honey this Rosh Hashanah. I'll be over the minhag, but I'm not going to go to Gehenna for being over the minhag. But eating McDonald's, never. Alalo yamin ba'atzmo gam alaveris kegazal v'retzicha v'niyuf. I'm not telling you this. Rav Moshe Feinstein is telling you this. The God of the Torah says, don't believe in yourself so much that you think you're not going to be a thief. You never know. You might be a thief. Don't think you're never going to murder someone. Maybe you will. Don't think you're never going to commit adultery. You hear these aveiros, you think, me? None of us would do such a thing. You don't know the power of the Yetzer Hara. Umitam zematzinu. See the time. I really want to finish this piece. It's very powerful. You've said vidui 10 times. You've davened. That's Seres Yimei Teshuvah. 40 days from Rosh Hashanah all the way through. Not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Elul. All the way through Yud Tishrei. You're a new person, a changed person. You got your new name, like the Rambam says. You're amazing. And all the way at the end of Tfilas Ne'ilah, you say, Leman Nechta Me'oshek Yadenu. We should stop, we should hold back from committing the trespass, the treason, the stealing with our hands. What do we talk about? I would never do that after 40 days. Shezeh Balo Ora Es Adam Shal Yachshov Shahu Batuach Me'averos Ki'ilu Shalo Yachta. Don't be so certain. It should arouse a person to think. Don't be so certain that you have absolutely conquered your Yetzer Hara. Don't be so certain that you will never stumble in iniquity and sin. V'rach tzarich l'avor al atzmo. Rach tzarich l'avor al atzmo. Keep working on yourself. I'm screaming at me, not you. L'kayim ha-minhagim ha-tovim. Yes, you have to work on yourself to uphold the good minhagim. Eat lakas on Rosh Hashanah and dip the apple in the honey and have your simani milta. Some people take the round challah more seriously than atag Lashon Hara. I know it's very nice to have round challah with crumb topping and raisins, but what's more important, that or Lashon Hara? Did any of you ever think, God, I shouldn't be a thief? I hope I never go into Chase Bank and hold them up. I hope I never go into 7-Eleven and steal a Slurpee. That's not me. That's somebody else. Don't be so certain, says Rav Moshe. You don't know the power of the Yetzer Hara. About the Emes Gam Al Gezel. Tzarich Lisponein Shalo Yichshoch Chas V'Sham. Maybe you're going to come to steal. You don't know. Pay attention. Don't stumble. Kevan Degam Hu Basar V'Dam. Because you're just a person of flesh and blood. V'yachol Lehi Chashal Kamo Amalek. V'kol HaRashayim. If it could happen to Amalek, who saw Nisim Giluyim, it could happen to you. It ties in a little bit, not a little bit, a lot of it, to what's brought down in the Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evne, written anonymously, but I believe that the author is Rav Itamar Schwartz, who says, inside every person is every biblical personality. It's one of the most powerful, profound statements in that Sefer to me. Inside every person is every biblical personality. So you all have a Moshe Rabbeinu and his anivus and his ability to learn Torah, and you all have Aaron Kohen and that he loved peace and loved people, and you all have the haughtiness of Paro, and you all have the stingy eye of Bilam, and we all have the Vatranus of Rachel, but we also all have a Malik inside of us. Rav Moshe is telling us Beferish. I'm not telling you. You see it on the screen. I'm reading it to you. We're translating it. You see it. And it's so interesting. He ties it into Yom Kippurim. This is a lesson for Elul, Nasar Simei Teshuva. Don't be so certain that you have won over your Yetzer Al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Yom Moshe. Oh, you think you never stole in your life? It could still happen. You know when you're considered recovered, says Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky? When you die. Then you could say, I recovered. I won my Yetzer. Until then, you can never say I won. You could say, I'm recovering. I'm struggling. I'm growing. But not I've grown, period, finished. V'zeu tamtzis mamar chazal. Oh, and this is what chazal say in Pirkei Avos. V'al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Do not believe in yourself until the day of death. Shezelo kairak al kiyam minhagim tovim. It's not only that you have to keep, you have to be careful to keep the good minhagim. You know, some people take the red bangle or whatever it's called around their wrist more serious than davening and tznias. So don't ask me what I think about those. Okay, if you want to wear one, it's fine. Rav Ephraim Goldberg says, I learned from my Rebbe Rav Herschel Schachter that we left Kishuv in Mitzrayim. If you ask your Rav and you want to wear one, if you believe the red student is going to do something for you, I'm not sure what exactly it's going to do. But some people take putting the key in the challah more seriously than Tevilas Mincha. What are you doing? You don't only have to be worried about the Minhagim HaTovim. Ela Shelo Yamin Ba'atzma Al Kol Divrei Torah. Al Kol Divrei Torah. Niyuf. Gezel, Ritzicha. Don't be so overly confident in yourself that you cannot come to transgress all called Divrei Torah. Like the Talmud Yerushalmi teaches us, Maaseh Bizak and Chasid Achad. I don't have Talmud Yerushalmi, so I couldn't look it up. Shoshana Al Tamim Ba'atzmecha. The Yerushalmi tells us about the certain old man, and he was very pious, and he would teach Al Tamim Ba'atzmecha. Don't believe in yourself to the day of death. He said, but for me, there's no chashash. I'm going to teach it to you, but I don't have to worry about myself. And at the end, he was nichshal with a very, very strong, a very machmir, a very serious mitzvah. It's Elul, and we're 2.5 weeks away from the Yom HaDin. So no one should think that I mean to knock everybody. I know the two pockets. Rav Salvechik tells it over. In the name of the Kotzker, Bishvili Livra Ha'olam. Have some amunah in yourself. On the other hand, Anochi Afer Ve'efer. Don't have too much amunah in yourself. When you have too much amunah and you think you're recovered, the Yetzer Hara shows up with a beer. And all of a sudden, you've fallen off the bandwagon. You know when you're recovered? After 120, when you die. And you never did the sin again. That's when you're recovered. And it's not only that the Yetzer Hara threatens us with small mitzvos. I would never eat McDonald's. Don't be so certain. You don't know. You don't know what the Yetzer Hara situation he's going to put you in. You don't know the taiva you're going to find yourself faith. As Moshe says, you could come to Gezel, Ritzicha, and Niyuf. Who here thinks they're going to do that? None of us. I don't know. There's only two times in the Torah, said the cab driver to Rabbi Dov Whitman, that it says Ayif. Don't say any Ayif. One is by Esav HaRasha, and the other one is by his grandson. Amalek, Yimach Shmo. And when we become too ayif and we don't want to fight the fight anymore, that's when the Yetzer Hara steps in and says, you're free for the taking. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have the amunah in ourselves that we can overcome. The amunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam that He will help us overcome. But not be so overly confident that we think we finished the Avodas Hashem of our lives and we can have smooth sailing Ad Yom HaMisa. And Avodas Hashem, it does not work like that. Be'ezrat Hashem, Ba'al Yitar Misayin Oso, He who wants to be purified, Yom HaThirdei, be the Ribbono Shel Olam, help Him. I thank very much to my friend Alice Marks for dedicating this year in honor of our weekly learning, and to Brian D. Kreisman, the Zecher and the Yilui Nishmas of Tzvi Asher ben Yecheskel Shraga Levi, Aryeh Meir ben Rav Moshe Cohen, and Hadassah bas Yitzchak Isaac, Me'al Neshamas Avlis. I thank you so much. Be'ezrat Hashem, our shir will continue next week. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, everybody. Laila Tov.